Yes. What the fuck is Wiley? Does she not say winding? She says Wiley. Well, turn it off, he says. Witchy fucking screeching. The hills fall away and the darkness tumbles. Now, in the distance, a town is held in the palm of its own lights, a little kingdom there. And after a long, vague while, he is breathing but not much alive. They come to an old bridge, and he asks to stop a moment by the river and have a listen.
Here?
Yeah, just here. It's 4 in the morning. The motor idles at a low hum. The trees have voices, and the river has voices, and they are very old. Driver turns.
Hotel's the far side of the town, just another few miles.
But John looks outside, and he listens very hard, and he settles to his course. You can leave me here, he says. He planned to live out on his island for a bit, but he never did. He bought it when he was 27, in the middle of a dream. But now it's the Maytime again, and he's come over a bit strange and dippy again. The hatches to the underworld are opening, and he needs to sit on his island again, just for a short while, and alone, and look out on the bay, and the fat knuckle of the holy mountain across the bay, and have a natter with the bunnies, and get down with the starfish, and lick the salt off his chops, and waggle his head like a dog after rain, and scream, and let nobody come find him. The black Mercedes sits idling and lit by the bridge that spans the talking river. John walks from the car in a slow, measured reverse, 1 foot backwards and then the other. He is so many miles from love now and home. This is the story of his strangest trip. And the season is at its hinge. The moment soon will drop its weight to summer. The river is a rush of voices over its ruts and tunnels into the soft black flesh of the night and woods. The driver leans at rest against the bonnet of the car, casually, unworried, his arms folded, if anything amused. And as the door is open, the car is lit against the dark and the stonework of the old bridge, and the small...